The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, today, Brianna Parkins, writing in the Irish Independent, wrote, "Men do see dirt, they're just unbothered because women are shamed into cleaning it." And to discuss this further, we're joined by Henry McKean. Henry, are you domesticated? Are you good at cleaning?
I'm not. I'm a disgrace. I'm getting better since I've met my wife. I've much improved, but I've a long way to go.
I think that's a gross generalisation.
What about yourself? Are you a bit of an animal?
No, I'm not. I see dirt and
you
I clean. Oh, yeah, I do. I think
do
that's
really?
A generalisation. I do.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you really?
I do. You can ask me as many times as you want.
He cleaned his oven door within an inch of its life, and that is one of his proudest moments.
Well, I had to disassemble it and take the glass out.
I'm not knocking you. I think it was a wonderful thing.
Yeah. No, I look, as the generalizations go, I get where it's coming from, but I think it is a generalization.
Oh, you're right. Men have improved hugely. And as Brianna says, men do see dirt, but they're just not socially conditioned to be ashamed of it the way perhaps ladies are. In her article, she talks about a dinner she was at. And when the men finish their food, they go and sit down on the sofa and they take a rest. But ladies, women, they've got to tidy it up, because if they don't, they will be judged. And it's true. You do see women at parties going, "No, I'll tidy up. I'll dry. Give me a job to do." And men just sort of disappear and don't help. And I know that's a gross generalization, but it's probably 90% of men. Let's be frank here. You're the exception.
I'm not the exception. I'm not. There are more of us out there.
Like, I have a confession to make. I got an oven cleaner in to do the oven because it was just too much. And now it looks new. I know.
Shane is shaking his head here and sighing. And Henry is blushing. I'm just trying to bring a bit of colour.
I am a bit of colour
to the airwaves.
Red. I'm as red as this News Talk microphone. But yeah, it's about upbringing, according to this lady.
Are men just lazy? Can they not see dirt? Or is there more to it?
I think there's probably more to it. I think it can do a lot of the times with, I guess, how people are raised. I think sometimes it falls on if somebody else is willing to do a task. Like I lived in a house that was full of girls, and I was the only one who ever swept the stairs. Like, the stairs were disgusting, and I was the only one who ever swept them, because that dirt, we went up and down the stairs the whole time. But I think sometimes if people carry their tasks in their head, and sometimes it's referred to as the mental load, it's often kind of said that women have a bigger mental load than men, because like you're in work and you're doing your job, but you're also thinking about things that the kids need or what's at home. You know, I've got a wash on at home, but it's who's willing to take that task on. And I don't know if that comes from how you're brought up or whether you're forced into the situation of doing that.
When we take even family members, do they have to change? I know I've changed hugely, but I just want to apologise for my wife for not bringing that washing upstairs last night, and I meant to, I just didn't see it, or put the dishwasher on. Are men just men, or is it the way they're brought up?
Like, maybe in our house, we were brought up with, like, I think maybe more traditional gender roles. Like, I'd dry the dishes, but my brother would sweep the backyard. And now he's over in Sweden with his partner and their children. And I know that she definitely gets him to do way more things that he would have done. But he also does sometimes divert back to type when he comes home. So I think it's very kind of complicated as an issue.
Okay, you mentioned how people are raised, Henry. You met some students.
Yeah, and it's the next generation that we could just maybe get right. I met these students from DCU, starting with this tip girl, Enya.
You're from Tipperary. You live in a house share. Who's tidier, the men or the women?
I think it depends. I think there's a stereotype that men are dirtier, but I've definitely lived with kind of both. I was lucky last year. We were all quite clean. This year it's a bit different. I think men are more dependent maybe on others to kind of look after them. But
really, like big babies?
Sometimes, yeah.
And how many in your house share in your student accommodation?
There's five of us, including myself. So there's three girls and two boys.
Who doesn't tidy up out of that group? You don't have to name and shame them. You can if you like.
No. I think we all kind of look after ourselves. Sometimes, like with bins and stuff, I usually take the lead, but that's just me. So I hate living in like dirt, to be honest.
So you do empty the bins?
Yeah.
even though, without sounding sexist, that is a man's job.
Yeah, yeah. No, I do that myself most of the time.
And you looked around at these men. Do you live with them?
No, I don't, but sure, they're great. They help me sometimes. They help me take out the bins as well.
Is it true to say that men just don't see dirt? They just can't see it. They can't see mess, or are their minds somewhere else?
I don't think it's that they can't see dirt. I just think that a lot of them have been maybe spoiled when they were at home and they had their mammy to clean up after them. So now that they don't have her here, they're a bit like, oh God, now I have to do it myself.
And they're kind of struggling. They're not slobs.
Exactly.
It's the way they were brought up.
Exactly.
Lots of people getting in touch already. Have to disagree. My wife does nothing around the house. We both work full time, but I, as a man, do all the housework, including cooking and shopping. And Declan says, my wife is the cook and does the laundry. I'm everything else. We need to hear from some men, Henry.
No, we do. And you're right. I mean, I know, I remember doing the J1 in Hawaii all those years ago. It was my brother who was with me who cleaned everything and dusted everything. And the ladies did nothing. So you're right. But here are some young men living at home, and others who are living actually in digs, originally from Kildare. Here they are in DCU.
I'd be lying to say it's spotless. It's very far from that. But we do make an effort to clean it. Like every few months, we realise, not even a few months, a few weeks, I say...
Every few months?
No. Every few weeks I say, okay, guys, it's getting really dirty now. Because we're not there, not even half the week. So it's not like we're living in it every day.
So you go home at the weekends?
We go home at the weekends. I'm with two other lads. The three of us go home at the weekends.
And you look quite clean, and you're not carrying any germs that I can see.
No. I make a conscious effort to make sure I don't do that now, to be fair.
I think they try to ignore it first. They let other people pick up for them, and that's probably as a result of them living at home with mommy and daddy. They just let other people do clean up for themselves, and then when they live by themselves, they don't know what to do.
And in your situation, do you know how to tidy up after yourself?
Oh, of course, yeah. I live with two younger brothers and they don't pull their weight at all at home, so it's usually me cleaning up after them.
Can you see dirt in your home? Do you notice it?
Not really, no. I would have thought we'd covered it pretty well. I feel like the younger people are better. I feel like my mum and my dad, like, are not as crazy about it as the rest of us are for some reason. I don't know if that's unusual.
Really? Yeah. So that is quite unusual. Your parents aren't into cleanliness like you are.
Definitely in terms of like washing up and stuff at the dinner. Me and my brother are very particular about the way things are done, and I feel like my parents will just do whatever with it.
Who was the cleaner in your home? Who does the hoovering? Who does the wiping of surfaces?
Oh, my mother.
She does.
Well, she would, yeah. But I don't know. When it comes to certain things, like me and my brother would be very particular.
So you're a student. Would you like to have the independence? Would you like to move out, or are you happy at home?
Definitely want to move out, yes. No, I love living at home. You know, it's great advantages being around with my family, but I'm kind of ready to move on to like the next stage of life, I'd say.
Well, the texts are pouring in.
Yeah.
My husband lives like he's 15, clothes in the floor, half empty water glass in every inch of his bedside locker. I refuse to clean after him as I do the work for me and our three kids. I'm not his mammy.
Someone else says, me and the wife work full time. She looks after the inside of the house. I look after the outside of the house. I do the food shop and taxi the kids around. That seems quite
good
equitable.
Balance, yeah. Good balance. Jim and Bray says women have an excessive standard of cleanliness. For men, it's just a lower standard, but good enough. Not sure about that, Jim. Men tidy, women clean.
Do you know what? I think that there was something in what Brianna Parkins was saying about the conditioning of women, because I have a sort of friend who has said to me about my house, I think you are great. The way you don't mind people being in your house when it's messy. And like,
double-edged compliment.
I know. And that's a woman to a woman thing. Do you know what I mean? And you know that they're saying, I think you're great, but partly they're going, your house is messy, sort it out.
Is your health,
that's a
is
bit,
it filthy?
It's like a pit. It's, you know the thing, the pit. That's
it,
my no.
Is it dirty or is it
no, I because I have a
both.
Cleaner. I have
but
a,
you do
I
have
do have a
help.
Cleaner. I do. Yeah, I have a help. But I am not particularly, this is not how I like to spend my time, and I do not feel any shame associated with it.
Now, lots more texts. Men tidy, women clean. Phil says, I was with my ex for 13 years, and that time I cook for her and her daughter all the time. I also did all the laundry, mostly clean. It was never an issue for me. I actually miss looking after them. That's a nice text.
We both do the cooking depending on who's home first from work, says this person who isn't mentioning the cleaning, I notice.
Men cleaning, as a man listening to your programme, I'm listening, but I'm just not hearing it.
Men see dirt, women see too much dirt. They would keep cleaning forever, says Jill. That's a bit of an issue there, Jill. I think you're right.
I'm obsessed with cleaning. I'll always see dirt or mess straight away and can't sit down until it's cleaned. Let it be the dishes, hoovering, clothes. I tell my wife all the time, she's a lucky woman to have me. That just makes her annoyed and does all the good work from the cleaning. You can't win, says Paul in Donegal.
And the last one on this is, I'm a man, and years ago I was in a house share with three women and they were the dirtiest and most untidy people ever. I couldn't get into the bathroom with the knickers and the bras hanging everywhere. That's not dirty. That's, they were obviously hand washing them. They would never wash up or empty the bins or clean the cooker. The lazy mares. That's Dexter.
Who else did you speak to, Henry?
Yeah, so we also got to meet a pharmacist, and again, pharmacists see it all. Here is Michael Gainey.
Hello, my name is Michael. I'm working in Farm Health Pharmacy as a pharmacist.
As a pharmacist, when it comes to something like being allergic to dust, even people that are allergic to dust sometimes won't even clean up the dust. Why is it that some men, perhaps, or even housemates, they're just slobs and their house is not very clean?
Not all men are the same. But,
so are you good at tidying up? Are you good at cleaning?
No, I would say that I do my bit. I do my bit where I can. If I spot something that needs cleaning, I do the best I can.
Can you see dirt?
I would hope so.
And who does the most of the household chores in your house? Is it yourself or your partner?
It's shared, but because I work full-time, possibly I would have to say that she does the majority of it. But again, when I can, I will.
Okay. Henry McKean, thank you indeed. Let us know. And your texts are still coming in. A few years ago, I had a female friend land to my house. I just moved in. I moved in alone. She landed with cleaning products, went through my cupboards, making sure I had everything clean. I showed her I had everything. She said to me, oh yeah, you're not a normal guy. That's when I learned guys apparently aren't great at looking after the house. And I apparently was the exception.
A lot of our texters appear to be exception, but do keep those texts coming. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.